The 72-year time constraint is up. Federal law keeps raw census data under wraps for that many years, so today the National Archives can release raw data from the 1940 census. And this is a big deal for many family historians. WBUR's Steve Brown, who's an amateur genealogist, looks at what all the excitement is about.
More than a decade before television became the medium that defined a generation, this newsreel, shown in movie theaters around the nation, prepared Americans for what would be, to date, the most comprehensive census in the nation's history.
Official census questions must be answered, but the census taker is sworn to strict confidence, with heavy penalties for violation of his oath.
And for the last 72 years, the personal information the more than 130 million Americans confidentially shared with the census takers remained private, with only aggregate data released. But the shroud over the individual details is lifted today, as spelled out in federal law, and that delights genealogists.
You never know what's going to be in there.
Rhonda McClure is a senior researcher at the New England Historic Genealogical Society in Boston.
Very often you find children who didn't survive, who maybe were never talked about, or the family that is a whole entity that a year from then is no longer going to be whole because, you know, a soldier loses his life because of World War II.
The 1940 census is a snapshot of America as the Great Depression was winding down and World War II was heating up. If your parents or grandparents were alive and living in the United States in 1940, their names and some personal information about them are likely to be found in the documents being released today.
But for 1940, there are all kinds of questions which get into people's income and their education and marriage status and family. So it's quite exciting, especially for genealogists.
Joe Keefe is an archive specialist at the National Archives Northeast Regional Facility in Waltham. He says in addition to standard questions such as name, age, gender, race, and place of birth, census takers probed deeper in 1940.
The enumerators would ask women if they had been married more than once, age at first marriage, total number of children. So there are some different things in here that are really going to be helpful for not just family genealogists, but also people who might be just curious about their family and some of the backgrounds.
A virtual treasure trove of information kept under lock and key for decades.
So let's try one. Okay. This is your mom's mom, Marion.
Okay,
and what was her address? What's that?
Amateur genealogists Stuart Dickstein and his 9-year-old son Zev of Cambridge are preparing for the release of the 1940 census data.
1480.
All right.
Park Chester.
All right, let's
Road.
Try to see if that's there.
Park,
there it is.
There it
Park
is.
Chester Road.
They're making a list of Zev's grandparents and great-grandparents and where they lived in 1940. When the data, which was digitized by the National Archives, goes online, they'll be able to call up the appropriate census page listing their relatives, a prospect that excites Zev Dickstein.
I'm going to get to see my living grandparents in the 1940 census, and that's going to be cool because I'll see where they're living, what their job was or whatever with that, and it says like who they lived with, all that kind of cool stuff.
Young genealogists aren't the only ones hoping to find cool stuff in the 1940 census.
I believe there may be a few surprises.
More seasoned family historians like Jean Scaduto Belmonte of East Boston are hoping the data released today solves some mysteries and debunks some myths.
A lot of my aunts and uncles are still alive, and I can talk to them about that time period. It's nice to have something concrete, maybe to back up their memories to prove what they said was true. And there's a lot of family stories and legends.
No, nobody embellishes any stories.
Of course not. Not in my family. A large Italian family? Absolutely not.
Today's release of the 1940 census data will keep family historians and genealogists busy for some time. The records are not yet indexed by name, so if you're looking for someone, you have to know where they lived in 1940. Several efforts will be underway to catalog the millions of names, making it easier to find relatives in a searchable database. Specialists at the National Archives will then get to work in preparing the release of the 1950 census, slated to be unveiled in April of 2022. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.